It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An avalanche of unemployment claims has broken records in Colorado. Preliminary figures show that 45,000 people filed claims so far this week. That's doubled from last week and more than five times the number from Colorado's worst week of the Great Recession. The latest numbers could go higher. A statewide stay-at-home order is likely to close more businesses. Nationwide, Americans filed more than 3 million new unemployment claims. Enforcement of the governor's stay-at-home order has been minimal. Police are focusing on educating people on what's not allowed. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
You can take a walk in your neighborhood, but you can't shake your neighbor's hand. Cross-country skiing, that's allowed. Downhill skiing, no. The responsibility of policing these profound shifts in the way we live falls on local law enforcement. And at least so far, Coloradans are taking the state and local orders seriously. Police departments and sheriff's offices report only minor violations, and officers are focusing on explaining the new rules rather than arrests and citations. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
One option for getting outside is Jefferson County's open space. Trails there are some of the most visited on the Front Range. But visitors there will see some new rules, like don't hike if you're sick. Marianne Bunnell is a park ranger.
Think about how am I feeling today? If you're feeling off, if you're sick, don't come. It's just too much of a risk, and you're risking other people who are trying to get out and have some sanity.
Jefferson County posted new signs at trailheads yesterday encouraging hikers to hike in groups of no more than four. Elsewhere in the state, trails managed by the U.S. Forest Service and Colorado Parks and Wildlife may be closed. An international soccer match scheduled in Denver for the end of May has been canceled. The Mexican and Colombian national teams were to play at Mile High May 30th. Organizers of that game say tickets will be automatically refunded. This is CPR News.